Welcome to your five for today. On a recent flight, I was looking out of the window at the white cotton clouds below, scattered over a mountain range. This is a perspective only seen maybe a few times each year. Looking down, I could pick out villages and hamlets. I began to wonder where they were, who lived there, what they would do, and what problems they might have. I glanced out of the window again. Of course the scene had changed. The cloud was more plentiful. I could make out a wooded area and in the distance a larger town. I didn't know where it was, what size its population was, and I certainly knew nothing of the very real problems that many people in that town were facing that day. In one sense, I had a small taste of how God looks down upon us. I glanced through the tiny window again, and this time all views were obscured by a thick layer of cumulus cloud. I was powerless to see through them. I looked out to the horizon and was struck with the vastness of this earth, and yet was thinking back to the view of the village and how tiny man was in comparison. This earth is just a dot in God's universe, yet man, who is so small, is not absent from the thoughts of God. Psalm 19 tells us about the heavens declaring the glory of God and expands this theme by saying, "What is man?" The psalmist, directed by God, of course, reminds us that God is interested in man and that each one is an individual. One of God's characteristics is that he is all-knowing. He knows our problems, our pain, and our hurt. He cares, but often we run from him. I looked back towards the window. The cloud had parted, revealing the open ocean. I could just about make out a ship, thousands of feet below, bound for its destination. I was reminded of a hymn that describes God's love. It begins with these words, "Here is love vast as an ocean." So, little misguided man, not only is in God's thoughts, but has God's love poured out upon him too. And it is vast. Just as we comprehend the huge amount of water in the ocean, we can't grasp the enormity of the love that God has shown us. How has he done this? Well, the greatest problem that mankind has is that of sin. It affects us all. We're all tainted by it. It affects our lives, our relationships, and ultimately will incur the wrath of a sin-hating God. But he loves us. The rest of Psalm 19 reminds us that God is mindful of us. In fact, in pouring his ocean full of love out upon us, he did something for us that's difficult to understand. He gave his Son to die on a cross, taking our punishment, so that we can know the forgiveness of God. 1 Peter 3 would tell us that Christ has suffered for sin, the just for we the unjust, that he might bring us to God. It's amazing that each of us, as small, insignificant humans, can know God's love and forgiveness simply through repenting of our sin and turning in true belief to his Son, Jesus Christ, who died to save us. Thank you for listening.